Xenu Chukchi 9 test. This is going to be a synopsis. I somehow managed to erase the last recording. So, once again, this will be a case of brevity as the soul of wit. Alocha, right? It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in the Tur, and Simen Tav Chav Ches. Tav Chav Ches. It's Parsha Azinu, Mechalkin Parsha Yosef, Keder Shayim Mechalkin Osam B'Mikdash. And as they divided up, the Kriyas Torah is divided up in the same fashion that it was divided up into six sections when they would sing it as a Shira by the Levim on Kobonos, on Shabbos. And Rav Paltoi says that the division is, as we know, there's actually a machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam, the Rishonim, in terms of actually how where the division is, but the division is referred to as haziv loch, hey, zayin, yud, vav, lamed chav, haziv loch. And the way the Torah brings it down, and I think that's really cool, we're knowing la locha, is of ha'azinu. Is the first parsha, the first Aliyah, that's from Aleph through Vav. The next, the Zion, is from Pasuk Zion through Pasuk Yud Beis, is Zechor Yemos Olam. Okay? So first is Hazinu, Sigma starts Zechor. The third is from Yarkivehu. Yarkivehu, that's Pasuk Yud Gimel through Yud Ches. The next is Vayar, so the Vav, that's Haziv, the Vav, and that's from Psukim Yutes to Chavches. Lu Chachmu is from Pasuk Chavtes to Lamedtes. And then finally the Chav is Ki Esa El Shamayim, and that's from Mem through Mem Gimel. Those are the divisions. The concept of the divisions, the Bnei Bachya says that the concept of Haziv Loch, the terminology of Haziv Loch, is meant to be a nechama for us. It's meant to be that eventually the Ziv will once again shine from us. In other words, these psukim here describe really the entire process of Hashem's Hashgacha involvement with mankind, starting from creation all the way up through the Geula Asida. And this is meant to remind us, to give us Nechama, that the Ziv, the shining, right? The Ramchal teaches us that the word Ziv, the word Panim, sorry, the person's face is called Panim because the Panim, his inside shines out upon his Panim, the Ziv HaPanim, right? So our Ziv, once again, our internal light, our internal glory, once again shines. That's what the Bnei Bachya says. And the Chernobyler Magid, Menachem Nochem, from Chernobyl, the Mori Naim, this is an interesting idea that it's Ki'ilu exhorting us to try and rekindle. And as we read Parshas Hazinu, to rekindle, to cause our Ziv to shine out, each person according to, as it were, his chelik in the Torah, right? He would carve himself to his chelik in the Torah, like in Sefer Bamidbar, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, the Sifsei Kohen from Tzvas, there says that the idea of Hagbah, we lift up the Sefer Torah, Hagbah Satorah, is that everyone should see his oath, because there is a light shining from every oath. It's attached to each person's soul, 600,000 root souls, etc. So the Rabbeinu Bachya says that the idea of Haziv Lach is to give us Nechama, that our Ziv will once again shine. The Chernobyl Magid says, he's a Talmud of Magid Mizrich, Talmud of Baal Shem Tov, to tell us the concept of that we should rekindle that Ziv inside of ourselves. Haziv Loch. An Hazinu Hashemayim V'daber V'Sishmar Atzim Refi. So it's interesting that Ibn Ezra says that the Shemayim are the Malachim and the Aretz are the Anshi Haaretz. So though this epic poem, right? Hazinu, Shiras Hazinu, which is being said to the Jewish people, is being said in the face, says the Ibn Ezra, of the Malachim in Shamayim, who, as it were, they are doing Hashem's bidding in Shamayim. They don't have the ability to reveal Hashem's Malchus on the arts the way people do. And then it's also in the face of the regular Anshi arts, the those other humans who inhabit the world, who did not pick up the baton dropped by Adam Rishon to reveal Hashem's name through the Torah in the world. And this is being stated in front of them. That's in terms of the terminology, Shemayim v'aretz. Just one other interesting, there are many ideas in terms of what Shemayim v'aretz, Rashi's got his Hezber, etc., etc., etc. Chasam Sofer is an interesting thing. In explaining the Chazal, the Medrash says they contrast that which Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hazizim ha-Shamayim v'adavera, Sishma aretz, imrefi, ha-azona to the Shamayim, Shmiya to the, what he called, to the aretz. As opposed to Yeshayahu, who said, Shimu Shamayim Hazini Oretz, Shmiya to the Shamayim, and Hazona to the Oretz. It's interesting that the Chasam Sofer says the Shamayim is a reference to the Talmid HaChamim, my big Talmid HaChamim. Big Talmid HaChamim, those who are steeped in Torah, those who are connected, recall to the Ratzon Hashem. The Oretz are obviously, we're talking about the lower levels of, the lower strata, as it were, of the Jewish people. When Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, he says the difference between Hazon and Shmiya. Hazon is you speak, listen to someone who is standing close to you, and Shmiya is being said to someone who is further away from you. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke at a time when there were many great people, great souls. He said Hazinu Hashemayim, right? The speaking closely to the Shemayim, those are the leaders of the generation, right? And the lower, the rest of the Jewish people, they should hear from a distance, right? The Hazana is focused upon those who are likened to the Shemayim, who are way up there. But in the days of Yishayahu, where we had a case of Yeravu Hanar Bizakein, Vinikleb and Echabad, that the youth, right, those who are young and really cool, not necessarily steeped, like Chazal say in the Gemara Chagiga, Yuvanar, Mishim, and Nuar, Mitzvos will rise up against the one who is really called, who is well established in mitzvahs. Yiravu anar bezakein zekon achachman. The nar who is menuar, who is empty of Torah, will rise up against the zakein who has been kona Torah. V'had nikleb anechvad, and the one to whom even the most severe things of the Torah appear kal in his eyes. That's why he's nikle. He's not worthy of kavod. He'll rise up against the nechvad that even the smallest points in halacha are severe in his eyes, i.e. the tzaddikim, the generation that Yeshayahu is addressing, or for that matter, the generation which we find ourselves in now, where the leadership tends to be, the general Jewish leadership tends to be in the hands of people who are not necessarily skenim and not necessarily mechubadim, but oftentimes recall they are begetter ne'arim and they are begetter kaledat. Right? Not everybody. I'm saying it's a fast rule over the entire spectrum, but we were familiar with the phenomenon. I don't think it needs further explanation. In any event, since Yeshayahu was talking then to leadership that was of a lower spiritual level, therefore he said Shimu Shamayim. Recall the Shamayim, the lofty people. They're far away. They're not in positions of leadership. V'hazini Oretz, and those were the Oretz. They're the ones who are very close and in positions of influencing the people. To them, he said Azona. Interesting point there from Chasam Sofer. The Sforno. We're going to go basically with the Sforno over here. Once again, this is going to be a synopsis. The Sforno, in his explanation of the different segments of Haziv Loch, so he mentions two interesting points on the Psukim first of Vezin Gimel, Ya Rov Kamatar Likhi V'Tizal Katal Imasi Kisirim Alei Deshe V'Chirivim Alei Esef, and the next Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekro Hovu Godel Elokeinu. The two Psukim, Vezin Gimel, the Sforno, are relating to the connection to Torah. Torah has the ability, as it were, of those who are deeply attached to Chochmas HaTorah. So for them, they have attached themselves to a torrential rain of Hashpah from above. Right? Yarof Kamatar Likhi, the blasting torrential rain, they're attached to that. to those people who are further away from what you call from attaching themselves to that degree to Torah. So for them, they are right. Yeah, tizal katal imrasi. Right, a little bit droplets of dew, but one is connected always to the Torah. That's the salvation of the Jewish people. That's on the one level. In other words, Torah enlightens us. Right? We need to start off this entire discussion by really understanding that we need to be enlightened by the Torah. And the second pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekrohav Ugod Elokeinu, this one says that the Kri over here is a calling out to Hashem, is always referring to tefillah. And over here, the idea is that we have to realize that our tefillah, right? And in general, our relationship with Hashgacha, we have to realize we're not changing Hashem, right? Hashem is Atzur Tamim Polo, as it says here in the Shir, Atzur Tamim Polo, Kichol Derachav Mishpat, Kele, Muno, Einov, Tzadik, V'yashar, who Hashem is Tzur, He's the source of everything. You're never changing, right? All of those things that are appear to be generated by our tefillah are really a change in ourselves. But Hashem is perfect. In other words, all the possibilities there, just we fit ourselves into different slots based upon our mitzvahs, Ma'aseh and Tovah, and our tefillos, etc. So these are two fundamental things. We start off the Shira, the attachment to Torah, and the fundamental or the correct understanding of how tefillah and Hashem's Hashgacha B'chlal works are crucial in order to be able to properly appreciate all these different stages within the Jewish people pass through. Again, here is Zchoyim Osalam in Pasuk Zion, Rav Hirsch, right? Rav Shimshon Rav Hirsch says a fascinating idea. He says that when we're talking about set periods of time, days or years, we'll use the masculine. Yom, Shana, Yomim, Shanim. When we're talking about amounts of time that are not necessarily set exactly for how long this epic will last, right, a little bit more flowing, then we use the Lashon Nekeva. He says, Lashon Nekeva. And he says, therefore, over here, right, we're talking about, talking about periods that really call it that periods of epics in history, in world history, in Jewish history, etc. So we're told Zechor Yemos Olam Binu Shnos Dor Vador. We have to remember the events, right? These events that took place, yeah, already time from the time of Adam Rishon, right? And we have to be Binu Shnos Dor Vador. We have to try and understand, yeah, as it flows from one generation to the next, and midor lador, yeah, binu shnos dor vador. Shalavichav yageitcha, attach yourself to the previous generation so you could get, as it were, a rendition of that which they experienced. They literally experienced it, right? Shalavichav yageitcha, but in order to interpret it, is skenechav yomrulach. Your skenim is zoushekonuchachwa. The Chachamim, they in turn will interpret it for you. Right? Shal avicha v'yagetcha skeinecha v'yomrulach. Now, let's examine now the Sfarno. Sfarno, that's on the top of page 2. Right? This really going to synop. Once again, I'm going to synopsize over here. Initially. As the Sforno says, the Ratzon of Kavona Sakel, he says in that first little column, Kavona Sakel, Yisbarach L'chasig, Zeh HaTachlis, B'chol HaMin HaEnoshi. This was meant to be accomplished through the entire Min HaEnoshi. Sfas Emes, right, the next paragraph down, which I don't think we'll do necessarily inside, he's saying that really the Yisod of the Jewish people is embedded inside of the world, right, instead of the world at large. In other words, it's not possible for the entire world. I don't know, the Sforno uses the terminology that the kavanas akel yisbruch lahasig zat tachlis bechol ha'mine enoshi. There are different ways to understand it, but anyway, that's what he says, right? With obviously the failure of Adam Rishon, door of Enosh, third of the world is washed away, door of Palaga, door of Mabul, entire world is washed away, door of Palaga, and the generation of the dispersion that comes to a conclusion. It comes to a conclusion, and that brings us to the next of the sections. And first, we start out Hazino Shemayim Medaber Sishma Aretz Mifri, the preamble, right? Then Zechor Yemos Olam Binu Shnos Dor Vador. They were talking about the generations of the flood, etc. The Dor Palaga. And then come to Come to let's see. It could come actually within that, right? Within that, we're brought to the Jewish people, as it were. You would say Ehud be'eretz midbar v'tol yolel yishimon. Yeah, Yisrael avenu yivonanehu yitzrenu ki yishoni. No, that's talking about the attempt, right, to bring the Jewish people to completion through Matan Torah. So we've got, you know, Adam Arishon, we've got the ten Doros still a marble, then we've got Matan Torah, and unfortunately the Chet HaEgel brought that to an end. And then we enter into a new stage, which the Sforna says, Yarkiveo Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yarkiveo Al Bamosei Aretz, that it's true, the attempt to bring the Jewish people to rectification, to completion, through Matan Torah, but perhaps the Kodesh Baruch Hu brings us to Eretz Yisrael and gives us this wonderful land, this land which is spiritually attuned, and we're so blessed, we call it a physical level, that we'll be able to reach our tachlis. But once again, that's short-circuited by, for instance, Pasuk Tezvah, Vayishman Yeshun, Vayivat, Shamanta, Avisa, Kasisa, Vayitosh, Elokah, Aso. Yeah, also. So what happens is that we wax fat. We become accustomed to the good things in life, etc. And we become preoccupied with the good things in life. And then in turn, the Jewish people now go into the stage of Golos. And that's Revi, sent out to the stage of Golos. And all of the disasters that befall the Jewish people in Golos. And really, in Pesukim Chav Vav and Chav Zayim, right, at the end of Revi, so the Sforno says, "And Amarti Afeim Ashbisam Enoj Zekam." The Sforno says, "I'm going to leave only a peah." In other words, we're talking here in the period of the Golos, the Jewish people will be decimated, so they'll only be left a corner, right. Many will be destroyed. Rachman Sonam, haven't we seen this? Haven't we seen this? Only a corner will be left. Afapay Miloshim Peyash be some Anosh Zikram. Lule Kas Oyev Agur Pen Yinokru Tsomemu Penyomru Yadeno Rama Velo Hashem Paul Kozos. Says the Svarno, the concern over here is he says Lule Kas Oyev Shemitoch Kas Shiach Asu Al Osama Sridim Yeshvashus. Khush, they're afraid that their hatred for the Jewish people will be so great, their sin will be so great, that Penyomer lo Osama Sridim, they'll say to the few Jews remaining, right? Yadenu Rama, we have succeeded. We have overcome you. Lakhidas Yisrael Migoy, and Shatim is same spot, there are only a few of you left, right? Velo Hashem, Paul calls those. Shetach Shavu, the Himalayt, you know what you think God is going to save you? We did this to you. Forget about your God. Of Beyos Yisrael Rabim Mefutzim Baratzas Rabo. This is only a concern when the Jewish people are few in number. So there's actually a concern that they're going to, as it were, convince us that you see you've been abandoned. But then with Chamishi, right? And that of course will cause us to whoever's left to stray further away. Chamishi Luchachmu Yachskilu Zosef Inachvisam Echayer Dof Echad Elef Ushnaim Yaniser Vavayim Lo Kitzurom Bechoram Vashem Izirom. Now we're talking about the incredible Chil Hashem that's perpetuated over here, that the nations of the world are thinking, well, it's because of our strength we did this. Yeah, they don't think, they're not so wise as to understand. How's it possible? I mean, we know the number of guards, let's say for instance, like Treblinka, right, was minuscule. Compared to the 900,000 people were murdered there, the 900,000 Jews who were murdered there. How's that possible? And the answer is that they're attributing to themselves, but that's not the answer. That's what they think. They should have said to themselves, Echal Yerdof Echad Elef, Ushnaim Yanisu Ravavah. How's it possible that one could chase 1,000? Ushnaim Yanisu Ravavah. Ushnaim, tens of thousands. Millions of Jews are killed in extermination camps. They would call it in the death camps, right? Millions. How's it possible? I went through a story about some sort of Nazi officer of one sort or another, some sort of commandant in one of the camps,
and there was a Roman Catholic priest who happened to be standing there. He's still wearing his crucifix, and the Jews were being herded off to being gassed, and this officer snapped the crucifix off the neck of the priest standing there. He says, "This is false, right? This can only be from heaven. That heaven is involved over here. This is not abandonment. This is not that our success. This is a heavenly decree. It's a heavenly decree. They are a chosen people because no one could be treated like this, right? No one. This is not possible. It's not possible. They're chosen, and therefore, sometimes they have to pay a high price for their chosenness because they, as it were, perhaps whatever the reasons are. It's interesting.
Interesting. There you go. Maybe it's the wrong terminology. And because of that, right? Because they're going to say they're not so wise, and the reason because of it is, as it says in Sforno, as he says in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Kimi Gefen Sdom Gafnam. They're filled with running after the tithes of this world, so they prefer to believe that they've been successful, not that Hashem is involved here, Bechlal. And therefore, this has to come to an end. And therefore, in Shishi, right, Hashem says he's finally going to put an end to Brikoki Esai, El Shamayim, Yadi, right, Ramati, Che, Anochi, Le'olam. Right, Hashem is going to bring what he called the remainder of the Jewish people, etc. He's going to bring them to the Geula. He will, as it were, take vengeance upon the enemies of the Jewish people. In Pasuk Mem Gimel, even the nations themselves, then they'll see the incredible redemption of the Jewish people by the Borei Olam. When they'll see incredible vengeance that Hashem will take. Right, even they will be mishabeach. Sort of in the same pattern that we have, Rashi telling us, right? Rashi telling us in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that the Jewish people, as it were, as Rashi says in Veschanan, we believe, right? We know that Hashem is Elokeinu, even in the dark periods of time, right? Hashem Elokeinu, even the dark periods, Hashem is Mashgiach Aleinu, even when sometimes it's not so easy to understand, not so easy to experience. Let's put it that way. Hashem Echad, but the day will come, right, when everybody will see it. It'll be so clear. Az hafoch el amim safav ra. Look, kulam b'shem Hashem, right? Then everybody, Hashem will speak the language of the nations of the world. Their language is really cool. Look at this vengeance that's being wreaked upon the enemies of the Jewish people. That in turn will bring what he called will bring the final realization, as Rashi says there in Veschanan and Shema, that one day Hashem Elokeinu, that we always have known, will be recognized as Hashem Echad. Even the nations of the world will recognize it, etc. The final Sfasemis on page 2 says basically that this entire experience, and this is where we come to Sukkos, this entire experience that's been described in Hazinu is really we experience it all the time in our lives, sometimes on a daily basis, on a daily basis, but certainly on the yearly basis. And let's see that Sfasemis, that final Sfasemis on page 2. Shiras Hazinu Kolo Kola Doros Mibrios Ha'olam V'yitzias Mitzrayim V'kabbalas HaTorah Beis HaMikdash V'golos V'geula Achronam. Right, it's all there. Me'ein Zeh Nishadesh B'chol Shana Kol HaSeder. And through, we go through this experience every year. First is Pesach, is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then the Shavuos is Matan Torah. Then afterwards is the Mehadin, Sefri Chaim, Sefri Mesim, Psuchim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. And finally, the Gul Asida, which is hinted to in Sukkos. We sit betzel sedem neimnusa. We sit in the shade of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's emuna. That's the ultimate redemption, right? The ultimate redemption in Sukkos time. Sukkos is the simon of La'asid Lavo. And the Jew every year, right, goes through this experience. And just as that experience, in terms on a historical level, will be a time of incredible simcha, so too, that is our job now, that a person, right, certainly when the Jews experience the Sfasemis, they experience the crimson thread turning white, right? Turning white after the Seir HaLazazel, after the scapegoat is thrown over the cliff and the Avodas Yom Kippurim. We don't have that now, but since the Sfasemis, a person is margish, he feels it himself. He feels it himself. He feels that he has become unencumbered now from all the sins that he entered into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim with. That should give him the simcha.
Sometimes we don't feel it. You know why? Because we didn't learn the lesson that we spoke about several times already from Reb Tzadok. We have to learn that lesson, that our tears, right, the tears of our trua, right, trua is, yom trua, the targum is yom yavava, time of tears, need to be bounded on either side with the tzkios, which are tzkios of simcha. The first tzkiyah is a tzkiyah of simcha. They have the bitachon, right, and simcha that Hashem wants me home. And the final tzkiyah is that Hashem has brought me home, and that I am cleansed, right. So we pave the middle with the tears. Oftentimes our problem is we don't bound it on either side with the tzkiyahs, and because of that we're just left with this state of yeush, of hopelessness, of just seeing only our deficiencies, never believing that actually we can extricate ourselves from those deficiencies. But that is what we must avoid at all costs here, post Rosh Hashanah, post Yom Kippurim. We have to know, right, just that the last blast of the shofar was the tzkiyah, shvarim, trua, tzkiyah, right, the tzkiyah at the beginning, the tzkiyah at the end, the shvarim, trua in the middle, the yavava, the genuch and gonek, and the yulei lalil, the different sounds of the shvarim and the trua that take place as it were in the middle. Those are the sounds of our pain, those are the sounds of our regret, those are the sounds of how we wished we had never been, had to find ourselves in the situation of having to ask Hashem for forgiveness because we would call because we so betrayed Him, but etc. But those tears are paved in the middle, but on either side, right? On either side stand the tzkios of faith that Hashem wants us home, and finally faith Hashem accepted us home, has accepted us home. And with that simcha, we should be over. That's why Zman Simcha Seinu, all times is Sukkos. Zman Simcha Seinu, the Iker Simcha is the knowledge, right? Is the knowledge that we finally cleansed ourselves, right? He wrote some, we should be Zocha to fulfill the mitzvahs of Sukkos. Yeah, B'Simcha, the Dalet Minim, Yeshivas HaSukkah, right? All the things that associate with it. Our words should be words of Torah. Our words should be words of Divrei Shvach to Hashem. And we should be mekayim, not tachas asher lo avadata, but rather asher avadata Hashem lekech v'simcha uvatuv levav mirov kol amen kenyi ratzon.